This is the Tiger 102.75.
Workers in Thailand remain vulnerable to become victims of forced labour, labour rights activists said yesterday as they urged Thai authorities to pass the Prevention and Eradication of Forced Labour Bill to provide more inclusive protection for the workforce. Whilst migrant workers in fisheries and agricultural sectors are the most vulnerable to forced labour, freelance workers and employees of state enterprises also face work conditions without proper payment, rest periods or rights protections. The labour rights defenders called on the government to ensure that the bill is pushed forward and enforced as soon as possible in a drive to eradicate the worst excesses of labour rights abuses from the kingdom. The group also urged Thailand to lead worker protection efforts at the ASEAN level. Thai Airways International has cancelled more flights on the Bangkok to Osaka route due to the temporary closure of the Kansai airport after Typhoon Jebi hit the city. The typhoon approached Japan yesterday about lunchtime, damaging the airport and flooding the runways. Other airlines have also temporarily stopped flying in and out of Osaka. The strongest typhoon to hit Japan in 25 years has battered the west of the country with violent winds and heavy rains, killing six and injuring scores more. Powerful gusts ripped sheeting from rooftops, overturned trucks on bridges, and swept a tanker anchored in Osaka Bay into the bridge at Kansai International Airport. If you'd like to see some dramatic footage shot during the typhoon, go to our Facebook page, The Tiger. And officers have arrested six suspects in a loan shark crackdown in Chalong. Phuket Provincial Court had issued 21 arrest warrants for six suspects over offences relating to the Excessive Interest Rate Prohibition Act. The six suspects are aged from 20 up to 28. One of them has also been charged with illegal possession of Category 5 drugs, as he was found with marijuana during the raid. A Telang drug suspect has died after being shot when he opened fire on Telang police before trying to escape yesterday afternoon. The Telang police were notified of the incident in front of a restaurant in Tepkesatri Road, southbound through Telang. Telang police arrived to find the man, identified as 34-year-old Pisset Bunsing, being transferred to the Telang hospital. He was later pronounced dead. At the scene, police found cartridges, a gun magazine and a handgun on the ground. At 2 p.m, Telang police went to a house in Telang to arrest Pisset, who was a drug suspect. When Pisset saw police, he ran out from the house and opened fire. The man fled on a motorbike and travelled to the Khao Lan intersection, which is 2 kilometres from his house. Police tried to arrest him, but he opened fire on police. Police returned the fire to protect themselves, according to the Telang police chief. The governors of Kanchanaburi, Ratchaburi and Samut Songkhram attended an urgent meeting yesterday to prepare their provinces for excess water being released from the Si Narakin and Vashira Longkorn dams, which could cause widespread floods in the next few days. Those present discussed ways of combating the floods that are expected to be unleashed when the water is discharged from dams in Kanchanaburi. Both are taking in large amounts of water as heavy runoff from the Tanoisi mountain range along the Thai-Myanmar border continues to flow into them. And a dog has died after being pulled out of the water on the Nai Ton shoreline. The small dog belonged to a lady who sells fruit shakes at the Nai Ton beach. Apparently, the dog had a fever and wasn't feeling well. It ventured close to the water, possibly to cool off. It may have been knocked off its feet by the incoming waves and become distressed. Lifeguards tried to help the dog and rescue it. However, it didn't respond and died.